Sahavi Adayim Parak Aleph Mishnah Aleph May Rabbiyah Noisrim Li Adayim Lechad Aflish Night. A Kohen who's washing his hands before eating Truma, or a non-Kohen who's washing his hands prior to eating bread. He needs to have a Rabbiyah of water to wash his hands from. And that Rabbiyah of water would be sufficient for one person, even for two people, to wash their hands from Rabbiyah of water. Even though less than a Rabbiyah of water is not enough even for one person, but one Rabbiyah would be enough even for two. As since the first person who's washing his hands left enough water for the second person to wash his hands from that Rabbiyah, the second person can wash his hands from the remainder of the Rabbiyah of the first person. Machtis lov l'shlosha ola arba. Half a log of water would be sufficient for three people to wash their hands, or even four people to wash their hands. That a half a log is two Rabbiyah, so there are four Rabbiyah in a log. So therefore, since we have two Rabbiyah, up to four people can wash their hands from the two Rabbiyah. Now, even though for three people, you should only need a Rabbiyah and a half. And since we said one Rabbiyah is sufficient for two people, so for three people, you should only need a Rabbiyah and a half. So why did the Mishnah say that you need a half a loaf for three people, which is two Rabbiyah? The Mefarshim explained that since our three people washing their hands, we're afraid that if we only have Rabbiyah and a half, the first two people would use up too much water, there won't be enough water for the third person. So therefore, the Rabbana said that for three people, you need at least a half a loaf. If you have a log of water, which is four Rabbiyah, that's enough water for five, or for 10, or even for 100. As long as there's enough water for each person to wash his entire hand. Now, even though it says 100 people on a log, certainly is not sufficient for 100 people. This is a guzma, a bit of an exaggeration. What the Mishnah means to say is that as long as you have enough water for each person to cover their entire hand, that would be enough. Rabbi Yossi Omer Vavad Shalo Yifchos La'achron Shebehem Mirvias. Rabbi Yossi says as long as the last person who's washing his hands from this cup doesn't have less than a Rabbiyah of water for his hands. As according to Rabbi Yose, he doesn't hold that you can wash your hands from the remainder of the previous person's Rabbiyah. As according to Rabbi Yose, each person has to have an entire Rabbiyah, so therefore you have to have in the cup a Rabbiyah for each person who's going to wash their hands, as opposed to the Tanakhama, the first Tanakhama holds, that even though the Chachamim said you need a Rabbiyah to wash your hands, but if there is a Rabbiyah in the cup, you can wash for the remainder of the Rabbiyah of the first person. So therefore, a number of people can wash their hands from one loaf. But according to Rabbi Yose, each and every person needs to have his own Rabbiyah. Mosifin al-Hashmi'in, v'ein Mosifin al-Harishon. You can add on to the second pouring of the water on your hands, but not to the first pouring of the water of your hands, as they would wash their hands twice. And the first time you wash your hands, if you use less than a Rabbiyah of water, that water is tummy. And even though it's mitaher your hands to make your hands tar, but the water itself becomes tummy from your hands. And when you dry your hand with the towel, the water in the towel is tummy. And if you go ahead and touch that water after you wash your hands will be tummy again. Or if truma touches the water in the towel, the truma would become tummy. And the water on your hands the first time you wash it is tummy. So therefore, they wash your hands a second time in order to be mitaher the water that's on their hands. And if when they're washing their hands for the second time, they don't pour enough water to cover their entire hand, they can add on to the water they already poured in order that the second time they pour the second pouring, that would cover their entire hands. So even though they didn't cover their entire hands in one pouring, since they already mitired the hands in their first pouring, the second pouring is only even mitired the water on their hands, they can do it in two pourings. As opposed to the first pouring on your hand, the first pouring on your hand is to mitire your hands, you have to cover in one pouring the entire hand. If the first time you pour in your hand doesn't cover their entire hand, you can't add on to the water you already poured. Instead, you have to dry your hands and wash your hands again and make sure that in the first pouring, you cover your entire hand. All different types of kelim are kosher to be used to wash your hands with. Afilu b'klei glolim, b'klei avonim, b'klei adamim. Even kelim made out of dung, or stone, or clay. These kelim would also be kosher to be used for netilas yadayim, even though these are not considered kelim with regard to tumah. These kelim are not makabel tumah, but as far as washing your hands, these would be considered kelim. Ein noisim liyadayim lo b'tzpanos hakelim, v'lo b'shulei hamachad, v'lo b'megufat hachavet. You cannot use the following for washing your hands, not the sides of a clay, nor the bottom of a pitcher, nor the cover of a barrel. As these things are not considered kelim, they're just pieces of a kli, and therefore they're not kosher for netilas yadayim, as you need a complete kli for netilas yadayim. V'lo yitein l'chaveiro b'chafna. Nor can you use the palms of your hands to wash your friend's hands with. And the palms of your hands are not kosher. From the Tilti Diamond, he's talking to Kli. Mipnei shein mimalin, vein mekachin, vein mazin mechatos. You cannot fill up water to be used for the paraduma, nor can you be mekadesh, meaning to say, to put the ashes into the water for the paraduma, nor can you sprinkle the water of the paraduma, vein noisily a dye, nor can you use to wash your hands elevately with anything. Except a kli. As for all these things that we mentioned, you need a kli. You need to use a kli to fill up the water to be used for the ashes of the paraduma, and you need a kli to put the ashes of the paraduma into the water, and you also need to sprinkle the water of the paraduma from a kli. And so too, you need to wash your hands from a kli, and the things that we mentioned before are not kelim. They might feel in bitmitzil ela kelim. And you cannot protect by tightly covering an earthenware kli or a kli that's not makabel tumo, unless it is a complete kli. As it didn't, but a kli cheres is only makabel tumo from the inside, not from the outside. So if a kli cheres is in the same oil as a mace, it's underneath the same roof as a mace. If the kli cheres is tightly covered, it will protect any objects that are inside the kli from becoming tame from the mace. And since the kli cheres cannot become tame from the outside, only from the inside, and it's tightly sealed, anything inside the kli cheres would be protected from becoming tame. But only if it's a complete kli would it, being tightly covered, protect the things inside of it from becoming tummy. But if the kli cheres is not a complete kli, it's only a part of a kli, even if it's tightly covered, the objects inside of it would not be protected. And if it was underneath the same roof of the mace, the objects inside of it would become tummy. And so too, the only thing that would protect the object inside of it from becoming tummy from a sharet inside a kli cheres would be a kli, would be a complete kli. If it didn't, that a sharet that's inside an earthenware kli would be metame, any food or drink that are inside the kli. Now, if you have another kli cheres inside the other kli cheres, you have two kli cheres, one inside the other, and there's a sharet inside the outside kli cheres, if the inside kli cheres, the walls of it are higher than the outside kli cheres, any objects that are inside the inside kli cheres would be protected from the sharet that's in the outside kli cheres. And even though the inside kli cheres is inside the outside kli cheres, but the inside kli cheres, which is higher up than the walls of the outside kli cheres, would protect the object inside of it from becoming tame from the sharet. That since the sharet is in the outside kli cheres, not the inside kli cheres, it would only be metame the objects that are in the outside kli cheres, not the inside kli cheres. But that which the objects inside the inside kli cheres are protected from the sharet and the outside kli cheres is only if the inside kli cheres is a kli. If it's a complete kli, not just a piece of a kli, then it would protect the object inside of it. But if it's only a piece of a kli cheres, then it would not protect the object inside of it, and the object inside of it would become tame from the cheres that's in the outside kli.